What else is going on?
Time for What's Happening.
New from the Pentagon this hour, it looks like 8,500 troops have been put on heightened alert for possible deployment to bolster NATO forces amid all the tension going on with Russia stacked up at the border of Ukraine.
Yeah, some of them are already in Europe. I mean, we have on any given day 35,000 troops in Germany, for example, and several others scattered around the continent. So there's a possibility that if, in fact, there is any movement, American troop movement, it would come from those already in the area. We've been seeing materiel, whether it's weapons or ships or planes or anything like that, that have been moved around already, especially from different allies in Europe who are getting ready in the event that something happens. You mentioned this. The Dow dropped more than 1,000 points earlier today. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 550 points. The NASDAQ is down almost 2%, as is the S&P 500. All of this on concerns, not just about the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, that plays into it, but also the inflation fighting measures that are expected from the Fed Reserve when they meet tomorrow and could potentially signal a Fed rate increase as early as March.
Economists have expressed concern that the Fed is already moving too late to combat the high inflation. Others are worrying that the Fed may act too aggressively, that the numerous rate hikes would risk causing a recession and would not slow inflation in any case. So a lot of difference of opinion there, depending on who you ask.
The federal trial for three former Minneapolis police officers who helped Derek Chauvin restrain George Floyd has begun. Special litigation counsel from the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division, Samantha Trepel, said each of those three officers made a conscious choice over and over again. They chose not to intervene and stop Derek Chauvin as he killed a man. They chose not to protect George Floyd, the man they handcuffed.
I'm surprised that the opening statement was only 30 minutes by the prosecution. It seems short.
Jury selection also seemed short.
Yeah,
they just started on Thursday.
It really did, yeah.
That, I think, is also the difference between, in a federal case, isn't the judge the one in charge of jury selection? It doesn't go to the attorneys, so there's a lot less arguing and back and forth and silly, pointless questioning of jurors.
Well, all California school children must be vaccinated under a new bill. State Senator Richard Pan announcing this morning a bill to add COVID vaccines to California's list of required inoculations for attending K through 12 schools. Of course, the governor scaled back his mandate from last year, but Pan, who is a pediatrician, says we want to make sure the schools are safe. So parents are comfortable sending their kids to school and we want to keep the schools open.
This is a weird thing, and I can't.
I don't like the government telling you what to do with your kid.
Well, listen, it's one thing to say that, you know, you're going to have vaccinations that are going to be required when you go into a public school. That's fine. I think a lot of people have agreed with that, although there are still carve-outs for not as many as there were, carve-outs for religious exemptions and physical exemptions, medical exemptions, I should say. But this guy, who himself is a doctor, allegedly, thinks that they should be approved or should be required even if the FDA still only has them under emergency use authorization. And it requires all students from K through 12. And again, if you remember, if we have to discuss this, it frustrates me to no end. The risk to these kids is minuscule. Even if you're afraid that they're going to go home and take it to grandma and grandpa or Uncle Bob or whatever, grandma and grandpa and Uncle Bob, they're vaccinated and boosted by now, chances are. So the idea that you have to do this for your kids or to your kids is getting frustrating. And there are times when I think to myself, it's not going to get this crazy, right? We're not going to actually require that these kids get this shot, even if it's still under emergency use authorization, for something that doesn't affect them. This is not the mumps. It's not the measles. It's not scarlet fever. It's not whooping cough that's going to affect children. And that that you want to jump into this and double down on this is frustrating. I keep waiting for there to be some common sense. And then it doesn't happen.
Look at you expecting common sense from the government. That is you know what? I like the hopey, changey attitude. that you are hopeful that the government's going to start making sense?
I read about this single payer health plan that they've introduced into the legislature and passed one of the committees. They're talking about doubling your taxes just for the state of California, doubling your taxes. And this week, or last night, as a matter of fact, I started looking through my taxes to get them ready for this year. And then I thought, they're going to double this? You got, first of all, $168 billion surplus, right? You're wasting how much money, God knows, on this bullet train to nowhere. And you want to double my taxes?
All right. Well, Donald Trump Jr. posted a weird 5-minute rant on Facebook about Joe Biden. We played it for you a little earlier, and I don't think this audio will ever get old.
You know, can't put Joe Biden in the same room as someone. He might let one rip.
Fart joke.
Guys, Joe Biden.
Bill Biden.
Is what stands between us and a nuclear capable China.
China.
Joe Biden is the guy they're going to call at 3 in the morning. If
who are you going to call at 3 in the morning, John?
His dealer.
With Russia.
With Russia.
Russia.
Joe Biden. Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Good times.
And listen, I've seen and heard interviews with Donald Trump Jr. He's not a moron. I mean, he lets loose a couple of times like this, and he looks like he makes himself look like a moron. It doesn't help himself at all. But he is an intelligent, well-thought guy who can handle an interview. But why are you doing this?
Because it's that daddy syndrome. It's what we see with Hunter Biden. You know, it's this spoiled rich kid. They're not dumb, but they make dumb choices and they act out because that's how you got attention from dad, who was too busy to be there.
Harry Potter problems on Broadway. The actor who's playing Harry Potter in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child has been fired.
What did he do?
They will not say.
Did he moon somebody with genitals?
There was a complaint by a co-star about his conduct. They decided to terminate the contract of James Snyder. The exact nature of his conduct was not specified, but apparently he was in the bed of the truck and leapt over the cab and planted a peach crease right there in front of the driver.
Boom!
They received a complaint against Snyder from a female co-star in November and immediately suspended him. She, the co-star, decided to take a leave of absence from the Broadway show. They said that this play, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, picks up 19 years after where the last novel left off. Harry and his friends are all grown-ups, and it won the Tony Award for Best New Play in 2018. So,
all right, coming up next, Gas Fantasy Foreplay. What a weekend that was. What a treat for all of us. We will break down the winners and losers when we come back.
Joe Biden.
Amy King has an update on the news.